Hi again.
Hi,
Hello.
mate, you ready? I
Yeah.
actually say this in my notes.
Fire away.
I don't just say it's the one. Yeah, that he says no, it's not my bad. Hang on, just one second, mate. I did say I'm not going to get everything perfect. The live conversation.
No, I understand, but it's just like you just said.
Okay, so yeah, hi, Harry. We are backing him, yeah.
I obviously know that is not what you're going to say, but you're like, is that then, if in court...
This could take a while, mate.
And it leads back to us, and then it's got you in this conversation to say no, is that like, we don't know?
Well, I'll just say, as in, I don't know, you know what I mean? I can't cover everything. There's 14 billion angles here. At the end of the day, you know, this is what I said at the outset, you can't cover everything. All you can do is do the best you can. It's like a game of tennis, you know. So, you ready, mate?
Yeah.
Ignore any commentary from Nikki, by the way. No, you can't.
I didn't even know that.
didn't even know that you'd said you would sign something like that. So I don't know. That's it. I'm not Rangers. And see that this is because of what giving me a position on Monday because it's never status. I've literally said, because of those reasons, I will not do anything. You know, even this is personal, this is something that means a lot to my parents. And I respect that, and I've sort of said, for that reason alone, I won't do anything. But then also some levels point this through in the direction of someone else up there is banking you guys or whatever. Because they've done something, they've gone out and put this tool over there and tried to fuck me over. Which is fine, because Joseph, he's an animal getting his day, and I'll make sure that he's something cool with him, so he's going to get his meal set down for it. But to come back to this way, I thought it was a bit underhanded, just wrong. You know, it's just sitting there, and I've got to be able to respond to someone to make down anyone. And if it comes back to that school, that they have that, you haven't.
I think there's, there's two outlets, two roads in there, here. As far as I understand, there's two roads. One is ultimately a win-win, yeah? This is my opinion, by the way, I'm not saying that this is, as far as I understand it, with what's going on, the roads are a win-win for you and potentially, actually, probably for even fewer, I guess. Because ultimately, one road is you all fucking fight each other, yeah? And ultimately, that means, I guess, fucking legal, everyone fucking pays legal fees, the lawyers win, the accountants win, the companies suffer, no one gets to focus on growing a business. And I guess the other road is, you fucking sit down and try and sort something out to come to an agreement that benefits everybody, I guess. And this is how it all happens at fucking RAN, mate. You know, like, it's just basically people stop being able to communicate with each other, you know, and then you end up having to go to a fucking lawyer, and it's 30 grand, and it's 100 grand, and it's 150, then it's 500 grand. I mean, 500 grand to get to drama, it's ridiculous.
I just want to get there from what I've got, and the first I've got there, it won't get, I'm pretty confident it's good that you're not pretty confident about getting there. I've got the funds to take you down, so this is just what I'm making to myself, so there's like an income of being about an accusation, so I have to defend myself, so I'm going to go rules out to sort of make sure I'm doing that, and it's been hit by doing that, it will implicate anyone else wants to give more help to, just to bring this along. I would rather not stay home with the money. Result. At the same time, it's like you sit there and be this is where it is, it's me. It's just,
The thing is, mate, I've no idea what's gone on in high school.
Yeah, well, no, it's not me to sort of, I'm not trying to say this now, but trust me, he's not like a guardian or a business partner. So if anything, if your colleagues are over there, I might be curious. You'll get to spend the rest of the day with a liar, and you'll have another rent bill in your hands, and it'll be a lot harder to get rid of this one than the other one. So obviously that's how. That's, I mean, that's just,
okay.
That's just like having work.
But from my point of view, I wish, like, I honestly think it's an interesting business there, and I would love to work with people. The only thing I ever felt bad about with you, Harry, was, I'll be honest with you, sorry, I'm just cleaning my screen. I tried to do what I thought was right. Well, I know I have to put, my stakeholders first, but I did it, I put that fucking clause in for you, and I don't know, and obviously, I did genuinely try and do what I thought was fucking right, mate, in the end, this all cost me a lot. I guess I personally am at the point of, I don't mean explicitly, but I do give a shit, mate, because there's people involved that, bear in mind the trust is obviously pretty damaged to some degree between various parties here. But I think, you know, I do give a shit in terms of there are people I care about, you know, and people who I think did the right thing, and I don't want to see them fucked and so on. And if you mean what you just said about how bad my mom and so on, then so how can I help with this situation, is the question.
Well, look, I understand it. There was a potential fire on Highland School, right or wrong, that was looking to come in and they were looking. It's not like that. It was someone came to me and sort of said, would you be prepared to join the Highland School to do this, that, the other? I was like, well, yeah, potentially, if there were bits that are right, they can't do. But that would exclude something completely because it wouldn't have to do any kind of type of anything at all.
What I mean, like, I can only hope, I guess, on this call, yes, that, and I don't think it was quite rocket science made for you to guess, that I may have heard various things that have been said about me by you.
Yes,
no, I don't say it. That's what I said. I could be myself, so. Yeah, so I'm trying to keep an open mind, you know.
Yeah.
I guess it's, you know, being sort of open and honest on the call and if we're going down that road sort of always fucking, you know, you are spending half a month, whatever the fucking numbers are, mate. I can tell you it's a horrible, horrible experience, yeah? Then, you know, you're basically saying you're willing to, you have no intention of getting better with something higher. Yeah. Can I ask you why?
No, it was only ever a last bit of it when it was when we were talking the first time, the email we saw from back in the early days. And the long bit, I don't want that again. I'm not even sure. I don't want it again. I don't think that this is something. I don't think this is my individual to success. And you know, it's like, I want to see where I can pay for this. I'm just not sure. I just don't want my mum. So I don't want to do it. Partly, as I said, part of the reason is. When I talked to them, months to talk about this, it was that I've just been looked after my interests, you know, if you're going to do something. And I was like, well, yeah, fair enough. You know, if you think he's fucked to my this, that, you know, I don't think he's going to do it.
The thing is, mate, the thing is, look, I mean, you know, in short, certainly, basically, you know, we, Ravis lost a lot of money, yeah? We fell out with something because we felt we wanted to run the company as a team. And he wanted to dictate the company. And it all came to head at a boardroom meeting. He had to throw it out. He was going to lock us out of the building. And then we had a big fallout. Okay, that happened. But it then, you know, he came to the company and said, you can buy me out for this price, which was pretty fucking high, mate. Yeah. And you can pay all these bills that to me and this, that, and the other. And you know, basically every penny that was available in the company's interest, you know, and then, you know, he's gone on to do things that are just not on, mate, just not fair, just not, you know, not competition, not decency, not, you know, they're fucking properly wrong things, mate. And it's that, you know, when you kind of said, look, we'll give you everything you've asked for, you know, we're sorry about the fight, we saw different points of view. You know, let people get on with their lives. He just won't fucking let it go, you know, and it's
quite yes.
And you know this yourself, like, right? You know, I mean, he must have said to you, and that, you know, like, he's a bee in his bonnet, isn't
he? You know, and
I don't know what he wants from me, mate. You know, what, you want me to have another fucking breakdown, or another fucking, you know, jump, like, when is he going to be happy, when I've jumped off a fucking bridge?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've seen my emails, have a look at what I said.
No, I mean, you know, bear in mind, it was a massive learning curve for me as well. Like, I was learning about business and trying to help run it and trying to hold relationships down. You know, I've lost two fucking partners to this, fucking, you know, my health, and it's just, you know, I don't know what else he wants, mate. You know, Randy is hurting on back. I mean, you even heard a fucking rumor that Randy was hairing yesterday. Yeah? say?
But he was up at Eric Tower.
Well, I mean, what do I believe in? I don't know what to believe in, says, you know, but I did hear that.
I don't believe that. I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
But what do you think? But what do you? I mean, I guess I would ask you, what do you want then? What do you want from that? So forget everything that's going on. What do you want from all of this? What do you? So what does
it also get us to take the thing? And obviously, I know I could do a good job, but in a small business, get the money. Because you said, I'll give you something to take, and then I'll take my mouth. So this guy will probably take you something.
what's he done to you? What's he done to life school? Like, because
I'm like, I'm having 500 grand.
Why? How?
He's basically made up his voices and played himself as his wife was in his house. We'll see the world at the end of the camp now. He's done his 500 grand over the last few years. That's why I chucked it out. I chucked it out on a week. I chucked it out to 500 grand in 3 years. He spent £41,000 down the line shoot.
One thing, Harry, that really that I can't or haven't been able to say in all of the things I've heard and so on, yeah. And it was when we were in the ship after Randir. No, it was the one where I ran said we ate our system, can you help?
Oh yes.
And you help. So the problem is if you're an absolute cunt. Why would you have done that? No, but you can see for me, I can't. Now, I actually did it.
I never said that you were done with
I spoke to Harry on Friday, before I'll bring Bobby off this call. Yeah. So I've spoken to Harry. You're willing to put something in paper, but also you're willing to sit in a room and try and something that works for everybody concerned.
But who
are you not
sure? No,
no, I yeah.
Because you should be, but I cannot make it get away from you. You aren't used to make money, so I to so many people. It's unfortunately to a business partner announcing.
Would you agree to an independent auditor? So, I may have heard a rumour that Stuart agreed to that and that you have. Okay. But there's no reason why anybody that's done right or wrong wouldn't agree to this. Okay? There's no reason. So if I see it, and here's it, mate, honestly, like, I'm not pulling all the strings or making all the strings, I'm really not. But the people that are still involved in the company are, you know, we went through a lot, mate, and they're friends. And you know what, honestly, I'd love to get back involved, but only if it isn't going to be legal fights and people being hurt in their personal lives. And I don't want to, I'm literally about to cry. I literally don't want to fucking hurt people or be part of being hurt, mate, anymore. Honestly, mate, it's just shit, man. You know, and you might get angry, and I'd be fucking angry, you know, whatever. And, you know, like you say, you'll find every fucking thing to fight it, you know, and I've completely been there. You know, and even at this point, you know, where I know what's going on and, you know, with all this shit, I'm like, well, you know, if I have to stand up and be counted and, you know, put my hand in my pocket, then yeah, so fucking be it. You know, because it has all become about the principle, mate. It has become about the principle. So if I can speak to those people, obviously one of them is Matt Hall, and then there are other people that are more remotely involved to all of this, and they are willing to sit in a room, well, firstly, accept some sort of legal documentation to what you just said, Reece Schneider, and sit in a room or in a bar or however you want to do it. And I only say, you know, you might have to sit in a room and have some legals involved because, honestly, Harry, you know, we've got to accept this about each other. There's some, you know, and about metal, some trust has broken down, and the only reason we're doing that is to protect you and us. So if you're willing, if you're saying that you would do that, it's not an issue. Why didn't you tell me that? Anyway, whatever. I can't be bothered with the game. Yeah, so ultimately, if you're willing to sit here and sort of say something, commit to something, to say, look, I'm not going to get in bed with him, because, you know, I think that is probably a big part of what the company is, you know, I think. Why does he fucking hate me so much?
Because you got an over
him. But I never did it for that fucking reason, man.
That's not matter. It's not matter. You got an over him. He can't abide that.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, he can't abide it.
But you've got to put it in the video. He should be thinking he's won.
No, that's not the point. It's not my people, is it?
Well, no, okay, but then he's fucking ruined my life, you know, for 2 years. Opportunities for everybody to fucking do right. And I can tell you, mate, what we've been through around has actually made, and I include myself in this, made people have more integrity and do more decency than probably a person in their fucking life. Because it's like, you just got to do the right thing, you know? So if you're willing to do that, mate, then I think that, I personally think that would be the way to go. But you will need to, and to agree to an extension to allow without prejudice on negotiations to occur.
Yeah.
I will call about three people now and come back to you. You can speak to your lawyer and confirm that if that is agreeable by your lawyer, that you will do it. I will at the same time speak to people on my end and agree what we in principle agreed in this conversation, which I think is to buy us some time or to buy everyone some time to talk. Without a doubt, you're willing to sign anything to say not get in bed with Schneider, and without a doubt, you're willing to agree to an independent audit of books. And we will enter without confidential, without prejudice discussions that will enable us to try and come up with a solution that satisfies everybody's needs. But whatever criminal action has already been initiated by the police cannot be withdrawn, and therefore that will continue. That we speak again a bit later this today.
Yes,
and maybe we save a few people's lives for the next 10 years. All right, thanks for the call, mate. No worries, can you, mate?
Bye.
Oh.
Hey.
All right.
That's it, mate.
Yeah, I gathered that. It's quite hard to hear Harry, I have to say, in that, but yeah, I'm trying to get the gist.
I think it was all right, actually, listening back.
I think, yeah, he generally seemed all right. I thought it was interesting to hear, because I'm still finding it hard to work out where his allegiance is.
Maybe it's just to himself.
I really hope it is to himself, in a way. I'd rather he be selfish to himself than to sell out to the devil, you know, and I'm sure you think the same. If that's the case, then it makes the situation a lot simpler, if that really is the case. But I still think, why has he gone to Schneider back in March? Why did they have those conversations? Why is Sonny still pulling strings? It's so suspicious that Harry and Raj, within an literally minutes of each other, are contacting you on Monday. I do believe Schneider there must be some guidance behind the scenes. And Schneider is willing to sit there in the background and not get his hands dirty, but just be like a fly on the wall. The interesting thing I do find about that is he hasn't asked anything about us as a company, really, in the last year. Hasn't asked about the Jet Group, so in that sense it makes me believe that he isn't that well allied to Schneider.
Well, and also you keep saying, like, you know, I'm a shareholder. I mean, the reality is, mate, I'm not a shareholder or a director of Jet.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
And I wasn't a shareholder of RAM.
Mm-hmm. No, so I think the general gist of it is, I think it is generally quite positive. I still have strong doubts and suspicions at the back of my mind, and I think they're going to be, like, you know, I think you're in the same boat. I think they're going to be very hard to put past us. I think the general move forward is we try and get... The trouble is, neither of them are going to work together ever again, and we can't. I don't think we can ever propose a deal that in any way insinuates that. But it always seems to keep leaning towards, we will replace Stuart, and then if needs be, obviously Stuart can subcontract or whatever. And I don't know whether we should be clear to Harry about that. I guess we can always reveal it later, but I think it's best not to the other side, if we're going to do a deal with all these parties, I think we have to be relatively straight talking. You know, because otherwise...
Well, my thing is, at the end of the day, look, we do an independent audit.
Yeah,
it's either definitely. Me or someone else. Yeah, does the forensic. And people pay back what they've taken that's undue. It's
yeah.
that simple. So if Petman's taken... And you know, ultimately, it's the best case scenario bet. Yeah? Mm.
I don't know what Harry has sent to London, City of London Police, because you know we've seen a lot of what has been on his machine,
and none of that has been mentioned.
And none of it's been mentioned. No, he's mentioned the raid, but he's not mentioned the huge amount of money. And I think Harry, if that has happened, then Harry needs to be transparent about what he's reported, where it is, etc. Because
yeah,
what we don't, you know, and he's got to stick to his word, you know, what we don't want him to do, obviously, is running around the corner next week and reporting Stuart, obviously, so.
Which I think he might be about to do.
Yeah, which I get the feeling he's going to do. It's got to be, you know, if we have an independent auditor.
I get the impression he's very pissed off about the injunction.
Oh, yeah, I think he's extremely pissed off. It's taking him a long time.
I think he's pissed off at Stuart. And he thinks we've been underhand, or whoever's back Stuart's been underhand, yeah? But he kind of sort of also understands why that might have been done.
The thing is, there's...
What, in his messages after this, mate, he was like, look, you just got to let me handle Stuart. Mm-hmm. But the problem is it's not that simple, because it affects the entire industry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what we've got to do is... You know, it's a crossroads, mate, and ultimately Harry and us have got to go at least, I think, 50-50, but preferably 51 us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is that Harry doesn't realise. I mean, like, Harry doesn't seem to realise the frauds he's committed.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is it. You know, it's all very well going, oh well, you know, Stuart's done this, and having a go at Stuart. But yeah, I mean, Harry. He seems to be a little bit in denial. He hasn't, you know, he certainly hasn't.
Also, he hasn't been getting massive bills through the post yet.
Hmm. What Harry has done is extremely wrong.
If he starts hemorrhaging cash, he'll be unhappy.
Hmm. And the thing is, if he starts hemorrhaging cash as well, this is when Schneider comes in, isn't it, to a certain degree? So, I mean, that is a good step forward.
Also, but he's not allowed to change the structure of the business, is he?
No. We need to work. The way I tend to lean towards is that we effectively take Stuart shares. Okay. Stuart works for us. We, as you said earlier, we have a holding company. The profits are shared between us. Okay. Harry can largely run Live Squawk for himself. And, you know, we can sort of assist where needed or whatever, but yeah, the revenue's got to be shared.
But when what do you think is the split at Live Squawk, mate?
Well, I don't really know I don't even know what our books look like, let alone theirs.
But what I mean is, what do you think the split is? So who, you know, what's the equity? What equity are we willing to tolerate Harry retaining? And is that over Live Squawk? Because I feel like Harry would have to be remunerated based on the performance of the group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, his objectives will always differ to ours.
Yeah, yeah. And I agree with that. I can totally concur.
But at the same time, you know, he can't have control over the group. So
well,
the only thing we could
consider
him
yeah.
control over would be the.
Basically.
Yeah.
No, I'm on the same page as you. His main objective is to have autonomy, have control of himself, etc. And I think we need to give that as that's one option. We like you say, we share, we do a profit share, and then we sort of have some sort of clause to say, if the shit hits a fan, then effectively we do step in as a sort of priority. You know, bank of last resort, if you like, do you know what I mean? So that's that cuts out the Sonny Schneider aspect. You know, we are the we are effectively the people who rescue Livesquawk in its first instance. How we deal with the encoded media setup, I have no idea.
Well, we don't need to, do we? If Harry's going to do it.
Yeah, ideally that can be left aside.
Well, like, you basically would share opportunities across RAN and, as I said to you before, you know, one would be branded as a high quality product and one as a low.
Yeah.
Basically create a Mercedes and a Ford, wouldn't you?
And I think we've got to, I think we've got to have the, so yeah, as I see it, is we keep as separate entities. We are seen to the outside world as separate companies, etc., etc. But yeah, behind the scenes, we profit share, and then with the longer term goal of sort of saying, I don't know, 12 or 18 months down the line, we try and have a review of the situation, and we've got to give the hint that we work towards a common business goal if things work. You know,
so yeah, same page, mate. My big issue is this 51% at Livesquawk, because ultimately, you know, if you speak to Alex Piper, he's like, we have to have 51%. It's a no-brainer. You have to have 51%.
Yeah, I am inclined to say that. I mean, at the end of the day, we're doing Harry a big favor. Although he does, although he's fucking pissed as can be, you know, if he doesn't plow along, if he doesn't go along with this, he's got the wrath of Stuart to deal with and all the legal fees. And what he's done is very wrong. So he can't sit there on his high horse. I think he has to accept some compromise, particularly if he's already reported Stuart to the police. I think we've got to reduce, yeah, I do agree that he's got to have the lesser of the shareholding, but we may be...
Very hard, I think he won't give up, you.
We can let him have autonomy over the company, I think, for the most part, but we have to have that, we have to have that ability to step in. If things go in any way like shitty or sour, we have to be able to step in. And our, you know, a part of our deal is obviously we step in place. You know, we are replacing Stuart, and
so that's what a big selling point. We're replacing Stuart.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, for a pound.
Yeah.
We're. But we want an extra 3% for the trouble.
Well. Yeah, I guess how we flesh that out, because that's going to be hard to know until he'll come round and say, I want this at the other, etc. And I think we've got to make it... I'm just wondering how Schneider can put his tentacles into this as well. Because Schneider would want to buy shares if he thinks he can.
He can't buy anything while it's under injunction,
right? No, he can't. But when it goes out of injunction, what's to stop him from buying Harry's shares? Do you know what I mean?
He can't. Well, we don't know. I mean, that's too far down the road, because ultimately out of the injunction is probably, you know, trial.
I think almost we have to have a new sort of shareholders agreement where we say, you know, there's no way that Sonny Schneider can ever be involved.
It sounds like we can get that document at the outset.
Yeah, I mean, we can get that document, yeah, to say that Schneider will never be involved, but I think we almost need to have that put in the shareholders. I don't know how we put it together. You know, that document could be, what, that's for the interim, isn't it? But I think we need to have a set in stone at a sort of company, almost shareholder agreement level. Because that's the one thing where Sonny had control, was through the shareholder agreement. Because it was so fucking shit, wasn't it? It's so biased. And Harry is not the smartest of people, so I do think that's just a good way to keep him in his sort of corner.
Okay, so basically we'll talk tomorrow, but I think, you know, probably the best we could hope for at this point.
Yeah, I mean, we can't, at the end of the day, I can't see us being able to just, you know, take the whole prize, obviously, because otherwise it's just obvious that it is us behind stuff, and I think they pretty much are aware that it is us, aren't they? They've obviously got suspicions. I mean, they're wondering who else would it be, do you know what I mean?
I think we need to keep up the pretense that there's a lot of money behind us though throughout the whole process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if they...
I sort of have a way to do it. I have a way to do it. Just say that the holding company is basically...
Yeah, yeah.
Friends of ours. If, you know, they, I'll be honest with you, they're probably going to listen to me more than anyone else. I don't need to tell him that, you know, the capital that's there or anything.
Yeah, if it goes back to Schneider, that there isn't really any money behind this, then he's just going to be, like, all over this, isn't he? And he's just going to be in attack mode.
Yeah, exactly.
I still think concurrently, in a way, I'm still of the opinion of we just go to the City of London Police with Schneider, because there's not really any loss for us. The loss is for Matt Chung, and I think we have
the
to
loss
have
for us is it could be poking the bear.
In what way? I mean, what have we got
so
to lose?
So basically, he gets the police come around to his door, and then he goes, "Right, fucking arseholes, I'm now going to fucking launch a case that I probably was going to let go."
Well, how's he? Well, I realistically, if he's getting done for, you know, like corruption, bribery, etc., etc., I think you're going to have a hell of a lot of guts to start launching civil cases that are completely fictional. You'd have to be fucking mad.
I've got to be honest, mate, I did take a bribe.
So, I think he would be absolutely mad to do
he
that.
He is mad, mate.
I think there's... Okay. I would.
Yeah, you know, I hear what you're saying, and I sort of share. I sort of do share.
I think we have to have a conversation with Matt Chung, because I mean, if we go criminal on this and we report it, really the two people who get egg on their face are Schneider and Matt Chung.
Have I don't see not... what Matt does, mate. We know, we have asked that question to the criminal guys, and they've said no.
Alex seems to think differently when he spoke to his.
His guy, mate, was just like. I met his guy. Yeah, I mean, he didn't really, to be honest, mate, it was just a general chat. He didn't really look at all the facts of the case.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, look, we've got this situation. What do you think? But yeah, I mean, I think there is a small risk. I'm not trying to undermine it. I think there is.
We don't know until it happens, but I think we need to have that conversation with Matt and be transparent about it. Because if Matt is all okay with it, then why not, basically? The worst he can do is create fictional cases against us. They'll get thrown out. Yeah, they cost money. I mean, that's... But in reality, he can't...
I know, but he's got to have that money, you know, buy a little house in Andorra or...
Well, the thing is, if they get trapped out, he has to pay the cost, surely.
Well,
it would be madness. I think it would be totally irrational and... Mark Sonny's fucking mad as shit. He's not irrational like Rambo is sometimes. You know, I think he is pragmatic. He always is pragmatic. Even when you kicked him out of the company, he was pretty pragmatic. You know, he's like, buy me out or I buy you out.
Mm.
I just think to me, that would put to rest Schneider once and for all, because what's to stop him, if we manage to get Harry and Stuart sorted out, what's to stop him going somewhere else, doing some, you know, just doing other stuff, or just generally playing dirty, or coming up with, I don't know. But and the other thing we've got to consider is, like, obviously LiveSquawk, I don't know whether they're going to do, you know, if they're doing deals with Orlando and all these other guys that potentially are affiliated with Schneider, I think we need to kind of get some grasp over that. Because what Raj and Shant were talking about, what, Orlando, weren't they, as a broker? Arbor's suspicious, aren't they? And do you not sort of think that maybe, as you said previously, that maybe Harry's going along with this because we can group together, then if, I don't know, if Sonny was behind the ARP situation, then, you know, that also fucks us over. I don't think we need to have that alliance with ARP, to be honest, in a way. Personally, once we get out this shit, you know, we don't need financial backing from an unknown.
All right. I'll catch you tomorrow, mate.
Cool. All right. Cheerio. Catch you in the morning or whatever. All right. Cheerio. Bye.